to fire.
There we go. You got it, T-Mac. Toby Mac coming to Allen, Texas, I believe March the 6th. Good morning. Welcome, everybody, to the Sunday Morning Praise exclusively and only on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on...
Favorites.
That is right. We are on iHeartRadio, and we welcome everybody globally from all across America. Again, and I sure do thank you. This is CA on iHeartRadio. Now, you can always email me your prayer request if you like, or you can put it on comments. Morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, you can like me on my Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. I'd certainly appreciate that. It's the more the merrier. We love to get as many people as we can on there, so that would be great. Well, again, I hope you're doing well today. It's been a crazy, last week was a crazy week, in Fort Worth. We're here at Faith Studio One this morning. It's a snowy day. It's going to be a lot of snowfall coming in here at Faith Studio One in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. It's going to be like almost like a white Christmas, but it ain't Christmas. It's 2 months after Christmas that we're going to be getting this major white stuff. So, at least we're going to enjoy it while we can. Okay, I want to read a Bible devotion for you before we get started. So let me read a Bible devotion for you. And by the way, happy Valentine's Day to all the women and all the men out there. I hope that you got your wife something before the snowfall hit, especially in the great state of Texas. Wives, I hope you did the same thing for your husbands or boyfriends, girlfriends, whatever it may be. Serving God forever is my Bible devotion today. If you go to the book of Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 and 5, Scripture reminds us, but of His great love, He made us alive together with Christ. You know, your life may be notorious and filled with integrity. Yet remember, if you're a Christian, you are working for an hour or maybe even a day for eternity. When this body of corrupted shall take on immortality, another part of your work will begin. For the Scripture teaches that God's servants shall serve Him forever. Friends, this difference is that in heaven you will never have to grow bored or weary. Some time ago, an old man said, "You might find yourself to be mistaken, for no one has ever come back from the grave to tell us." I replied, "Sir, that's exactly where you're wrong. Someone has returned. His name is Jesus Christ, our Lord." That makes all the difference, doesn't it, friends? Because Christ is alive, we have inherited incorruptible and undefiled, reserved in heaven. For as 1 Peter reminds us in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 4, and all that helps us preserve even when life seems dull. Amen? Amen. One of two Bible devotions today that I am reading for you. All right. Well, you know what? I've got a song I'm going to play right now, and this is Newsboys, Jesus Pays It All.
Small child of weakness, watch.
There we go, Bill Gaither and company. That's an oldie but goodie. I have decided to follow Jesus. Good morning on Sunday morn praise. You know what? You may be down and out. You may have had a lot of things going on. I know this week it's been craziness. The snow coming in, expecting a lot of snowfall today, and especially in Fort Worth and Dallas and all across in the deep south. But you know what? God loves you. And you know what? You're always reminded of this, is my friend Matthew West would say, you are strong enough.
Whisper underneath your breath. Yeah.
There you go, Stephen Curtis Chapman, Love. Take Me Over on Sunday Morning Praise, exclusively and only on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast on show on iHeartRadio. Okay, well, this is CA again, your on-air personality on the iHeartRadio network. I'm going to read another Bible devotion for you on Sunday Morning Praise. God takes the burden. If you go to the book of Psalms, friends, chapter 103 and verse 13, as a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. So as God's children's friends, we are his dependents. Dependent children spend little time worrying about meals and clothing and shelter. They assume, as they have to, that their parents will provide everything they need. Well, Jesus said, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? But seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added to you. You can find that in the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 31 and 33. Unfortunately, the worry in the ingrained habitat for most of us, because we worry, we are also God's children. Now, he is responsible for our welfare. So, that being said, the book of Peter reminds us on 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7, this is why we should be casting all of our care upon him, for he cares for us. In other words, let God do the worrying. He says, I will take your burden. Do not give it to thought. Leave it to me. Never forget, God is bigger than our problems. Whatever worries, press that you have today, put them in God's hands and leave them there. It's just simple as that. You know what I'm saying? Just leave them in God's hands. And you know what? When you're down and you got a lot going on, Dan Bronze reminds us of Up Again. Good Sunday morning on Sunday Morning Praise. I want to remind you, not only am I free, you're free, we're all free when we have Christ in our life. And you know what? Newsboys reminds us of that. Sunday Morning Praise. Good morning. Get you a cup of coffee. Enjoy.
the back of my daddy's real estate business card were the words, "What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul?" I can't say I knew what it meant back then, y'all, but I sure do now. Father God, I am clay in your hands. I want to stay that way through all life's demands, because they chip and they nag and they pull at me, and every little thing I make up my mind to be.
There we go, another good one. I don't want to lose my soul. Toby Mac played a couple of Toby Macs here for you during Sunday Morning Praise on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. I got one more song I'm going to play. It's a favorite, fan favorite. I want you to focus as we get ready to close out and meditate in prayer. It's a good one. One of my favorites, The King Is Coming. One day he's going to come back soon and very soon. We just don't know when. Always be God ready. Sunday Morning Praise. Good morning.
place is empty. No more traffic in the streets. All the builders' tools are silent. No more time to harvest wheat. Busy housewives cease their labors in the courtrooms. No debate. Work on earth has been suspended as the king comes through the gate.
Now, where do you hear good Christian gospel music along with other mix artists? Only here on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show, Sunday Morning Praise, and other times when I'm playing it on iHeartRadio. Okay, friends, we are going to lead off in a closing prayer as I get ready to shut the lights off here at Faith Studio 1 and get home safely. here in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas, because we are getting heavy snowfall starting to form in. So let's go ahead and lead off in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, I just pray you forgive me and all of my listeners of all of our sins. Please, dear Jesus, watch over God and protect us, because we love you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Hey, friends, I want you to remember that the sun does rise on the other side. Also want you to enjoy life, L-I-F-E. Again, this is CA on iHeartRadio. Drive careful today. Be safe. If you can, stay in. Mask up. Social distance. We'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.